Good morning, everyone. So honored that you guys are watching this morning as we are in quite the interesting season, aren't we? And Pastor Craig, if you do me a favor and get me that table, that'd be awesome. I think we need to just declare something right now, that God is good all the time. God is so good to us all of the time. And for the next few minutes, I'd like to share on the topic, I think it's very relevant for what God is doing right now in our country, in our lives, in our land. And I hope and pray that at the conclusion of our time, and let me just state this before we go any further, that at the conclusion of my message, I'm going to have my staff come up, my team come up, and we're going to pray over you, the Crosspoint family, as well as those that are watching and those that will watch. And we're going to pray and decree over you the blessing of the Father. We're going to pray for our cities. We're going to pray for our state. We're going to pray for our nation. And we're going to believe that God has got this thing all in his hand. And we're going to believe with all of our hearts that this is going to come to us a close very, very soon. Very, very soon. Our president has declared today a national day of prayer. And I want to just say first and foremost how I respect and honor the fact that he has decided to make this a day of prayer. So like I mentioned a moment ago, we are going to join in that, and you as well, not just for this next hour or so, but I want to encourage you to take the day, even with your children, with your spouses, with your family, with your friends. I want to encourage you to pray, to seek the face of God. If my people will humble themselves and pray, I will heal their land. We're living in a time when we need healing in our land. Would you agree? Yeah, I can hear all the amens out in the sanctuary world. I want to speak this morning for the next few moments on this topic of peace. I believe with all of my heart that if we need anything in this world right now, is we need to understand what true peace looks like. Along with truth and justice, peace is among the most holy and hallowed words and a value to the Jewish people. I think they understood something that we need to understand today, that peace is ours for the asking. Peace belongs not to man, but to God. God is the one that gives us his peace. The word peace is mentioned 429 times in the scriptures. I think you will agree with me that peace is very, very important to God and to his people. The Bible says there is a peace that is referred to. Let me back up and say there is a peace that's referred to in culture that doesn't define the peace that we're speaking of this morning. For example, there's a peace that's referred to as a peace treaty. This is when the parties of our nations will come together and agree to cease the warring factions. There's the state of a nation that is not at war might say that we're a state of peace. Another definition that we could define this morning would be the state of tranquility, of quiet, of freedom from disquieting or oppressive thoughts or emotions. Those are good things. Those are important things. But they're not good enough. They don't define what we're speaking of this morning, and they don't take the idea far enough. Because in and of themselves, this kind of peace is very subjective at best. These definitions require human involvement and resolve, whereas what we will be talking about today is more about a peace that can only come as a result of our being intentional and growing in what we call the fruit of peace in our lives. It's found in the book of Galatians. The truth is that there is a peace which the Bible says surpasses all understanding, and that comes from understanding the truth about our God. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7 says a couple of things very profound that I really believe are for us today. Verse 6 says, be anxious or worried. Do not be anxious or worried about anything. But in everything, every circumstance, every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, continue to make your requests known to God. And here it is, verse 7, and the peace of God, that peace which reassures the heart, that peace which transcends all understanding, that peace which stands guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, and I like how the Amplified Bible ends it, is yours, it's mine, it's ours. In the original language of Jesus' day, the word for peace was eirene. We use that word around here on occasion, eirene. It means peace, harmony, tranquility, health. See, when we walk in the peace of God, we walk in the, here we go, the rest of God. We need right now not only the peace of God, but the rest of God. We as a people need to know how to place all of our cares upon God because he cares for us. And when we place ourselves upon him and we trust him, he brings the peace, the eirene that we're speaking of this morning. When we walk in this way, no matter what comes our direction, we can walk in a place of peace the likes of which mankind has never seen or knows. In that passage of scripture in Philippians, it mentions the word understanding. It says that there's a peace which transcends understanding. The word understanding is all of our intellect, and emotion. Our understanding, it will bypass that which we understand with our mind and that which we feel. It mentions that we will have, it will stand guard over our hearts and over our minds. The heart referred to here in Philippians means the center and seat of spiritual life. The soul or the mind, as referenced in Philippians chapter 4, as it is the fountain and the seat of the thoughts, the passions, our desires, our appetites, affections, our endeavors. Let's go back and read this again. It says, and the peace of God will assure our hearts, those things in our spiritual lives, those things that we are thinking, our understanding, what we're feeling. It says it will transcend those things. And it's the peace of Christ that is ours. So understand this morning that nothing you can do will bring peace. It's only the peace of God that will come to you and bring you what we're talking about this morning. Let's quickly go on. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11 says these words. It says that we are not to be ignorant or unaware of Satan's devices, his thoughts, or his purposes. Why bring that up this morning? Because the evil one is always looking for ways that he can, or loopholes or hooks, that he can get into us and take us off of point, get us thinking thoughts, get us feeling things, get us believing things that are not true. He wants to take advantage of struggling believers or of people even right now that are operating in fear and anxiety and uncertainty. When we are ignorant to his thoughts or his devices, we struggle to discern what is really going on in the spirit realm. If we think for a moment that what's going on all around us in the nation and in the world is simply just a virus that's happened, I have news for you. There's a bigger thing going on here than what we understand with our natural minds or understanding. See, the word ignorance found here in this passage is derived from the original word language of Jesus' day. It's agnoia. What that means is that ignorance as believers comes when we're uninformed and lack the information needed to discern what is going on. Why would this be important to us today? Why would this be important to us that are seeking after peace and the resolve of what's transpired in our country right now, in our cities, our churches? Scripture's pretty clear. In John 10:10, it says, the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy, the evil one. If we don't see the importance of the subtlety of knowing how the evil one thinks, it will seem unnecessary and almost frivolous at times. Therefore, it will be difficult for us to cultivate peace when we have chosen to not allow God's peace to keep and preserve our hearts, our minds, and our thoughts. See, God is the true source of peace. It's found in Romans chapter 5. Knowing that peace comes from God and that it is to be a fruit that has grown in our lives, then that we can't walk in peace on our own. In the Old Testament, the Hebrew understanding of the word peace was shalom. Shalom. I want you to say the word shalom right now over your home. Shalom. Shalom. Shalom is an Old Testament word that has New Testament meaning, or has New Covenant understanding. The word shalom is more than absence of conflict, but it speaks to the wholeness and the well-being that we have as found in the person of Jesus Christ, and how we are to live in harmony one with another, even in the midst of a pandemic that's been decreed across our globe. It's from God that we find peace, and through his son Jesus that we can know true and lasting peace. Let me just touch real quickly on the idea that while we're in the midst of this very tension-oriented world that we're living in, our own cities, go to a grocery store, the shelves are empty. You watch online, people are reacting and they're fearful. Now is a perfect time for you and I, sons and daughters of God, to walk in perfect peace. Now is a perfect time for you when you see someone that's struggling, maybe someone that's vulnerable to a disease or to sickness, maybe someone that is sick right now. My friends, I believe with all my heart that we can give away God's goodness and not be afraid of what may befall us or what we may incur or what we may receive. Some may ask the question, why shut down church? I can tell you quite honestly, the reason we decided today to not gather, and we're going to do this week after week until we feel the Lord release us back into our auditorium as a congregation. But Romans 13 says that we are to submit ourselves to the governing authorities. I believe that we've done that. I believe we've honored those that have required of us to not gather for the purpose, large gatherings, for the purpose of seeing this virus dissipate and removed. And so that's part of why. We also felt like it's important for our church family to be safe and secure, that we protect them as well. So we will be doing this right here for the next whatever time that we feel it important to do. But understand this, you have authority, you have power, and you have the ability to release the goodness of God on a culture right now that needs to know the love of God and the peace of God. A majority of the passages on the subject of peace are concerned mostly with family or communal life. That is, with internal peace among the people. And only a minority are concerned with external relations between Israel and other places, or between nations and states. John 14, 27 says these words, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Let's say that again. John 14, 27. Excuse me. Let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Jesus understood the peace that we're speaking of when he said, my peace. Prior to his death on the cross, Jesus said, the peace I have, I impart to you. I give to you. It's hard to explain, but in simple language, there's a peace that experienced supernaturally. By faith, I receive what he gives to me freely. Think about what it was before our Savior, a brutal death on a roughly hewn cross, in that he says, my peace that I've experienced while walking down the Via Dolorosa, and ultimately while he hung on a high on a cross on a hill with nails in his hands and feet. He was at peace. And he said, this is the kind of peace that I can give to you. I don't know about you, but that's the kind of peace that we need today. That's the kind of peace that even some believers are not walking in. My friends, this morning, we need to truly be intentional about pursuing the peace of God. It's been given to us. It's been made available to us. Let me give you just a few more thoughts as it relates to this word peace. The scripture says that the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Righteousness, right living, right decisions, peace, we're talking about this morning, and joy. I'm not going to speak on joy, obviously. I'm not speaking on righteousness per se, but what I want you to understand is that we can't have joy unless we have peace. even in the midst of this thing that's going on right now, this pandemic, you can still have joy. You don't have to walk around all gloomy and all depressed and all sad. We take it serious. We need to be somber when we need to be somber. But hear me, the joy of the Lord is our strength. We truly need to understand that when the peace of God and the righteousness of God is inside of a person, you can still be joyful when everything else around you is going crazy. Why? Because it's the joy and the peace and the righteousness of God that's inside of us, the kingdom of God. That's the kingdom we live for. We don't live for the kingdom of this world. We live for the kingdom of God. Let me give you a few things as it relates to that thought. Righteousness is right living or rightness. Some might suggest it to mean right living in subjective living, but that isn't true. The Bible is full of not suggested ways of living, but absolutes, ways of living that reflect his heart and his mind. These things are not law, but actually liberty and freeing to us. The ways of the kingdom are not the ways by which we walk, talk, and this is the ways that we walk, talk, and live like Jesus. Psalm 85, verse 8 through 10. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people and to his saints. But let them not turn back to folly. Surely his salvation is near to those who fear. The word fear means revere him or to hold him in high regard. That glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth have met together. Now listen to this. Righteousness and peace have kissed. Interesting. I think with all my heart, and I've been praying for today and where we're headed. And I do believe, my friends, that God wants us right now to recognize that this is a call for the church of Jesus Christ. This is a call for us to return to righteous living and holy living. It's a call for us to repent in this hour and ask God to forgive us of our lethargy, of our laziness, how at times we don't put a value on how great our God is. We don't revere him. We don't fear him. We don't honor him. I believe this is a call. This is an opportunity for the church, the ecclesia, to turn from its ways. Turn from its ways, repent, and determine that we're going to go after God like we've never gone after God before. Why is that important? Because I believe that righteousness, right living, rightness is important for the hour. If we're going to walk in peace, we need to live and understand what rightness looks like and what it means. Oftentimes in the scripture, it suggests that peace never comes to the evil person. Have you noticed that there are some people that are always deal with some issue, some crisis, some problem? It's chronic in nature. The reason I believe for the connection between righteousness and peace is found in the nature of doing what is right in the eyes of God. What's right in the eyes of God right now is that we turn. See, the Bible doesn't say, let me say it this way. There is no in between in serving God. You can't stand on the fence and live for God. You can't say, today I'm in the mood to serve God, tomorrow I may not be in the mood. The Bible says that there'll come a day when we'll stand before the Father, and lukewarmness, this middle thing, this riding the fence, will not even be a part of his vocabulary. It says you either know him or you won't, hot or cold. I have something to tell you this morning. We need to be a hot church. We need to be a hot believers. We need to go after the things of God like we never have before. Why? Because it's rightness. It's righteousness. It's how we bond peace with our life is by making the right decisions as they reflect God's goodness and glory. I hope you're hearing this. I'm not suggesting that righteousness or rightness never has conflict or struggle or trial, only that when we do have these things, they aren't necessarily things that take us off a point. Isaiah 48:22, as I wrap this up this morning, Isaiah 48:22 says, "There is no peace, says the Lord, for the wicked." I don't know about you, but our country has been at war for a while. The peace that we want and desire has not been manifested in our nation. As a matter of fact, I would say that most people are not experiencing peace, not experiencing joy, not experiencing the life of a righteous person. Now is the time for us to turn that. What is true of the previous is also true of this revelation. Outer peace can never be experienced until there is inner peace. Before we focus on the fact that our external behavior has an impact on our peace, the verse is also true. We will never experience outer peace until we have inner peace. There will never be peace in the world until there's peace in the life of the follower of Christ. True peace starts on the inside, but it's foundational to what goes on the outside. Many believers aren't experiencing peace because they have yet to resolve their life with God. Now's the time to resolve the conflict in your heart with God. Now's the time to say to Jesus, "Forgive me for my wicked ways. Forgive me for my fence post living. Forgive me for the fear I walk in." And then just simply say, "God, I embrace all that you offer. I receive everything that you offer me today in my life with you." A couple of small things here. The Apostle James in the New Testament comments on this very issue. He says in chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, "What is causing the quarrels and fights among you? Isn't it the whole army of the evil that desires that are at war within you? You want what you don't have, so you scheme and kill to get it. You are jealous for what others have and you can't possess it, so you fight and quarrel to make a way for them. And yet the reason you don't have what you want is that you don't ask God for it." Ask God today for his peace. Ask God today for that righteous lifestyle. Ask God today to bring righteousness and peace together, and may they kiss. Because when they kiss, I believe the joy of the Lord then becomes our strength. We need joy today to be our strength. If you don't have peace inside of you today, you will not experience peace on the outside either. I mentioned a moment ago, peace on the inside comes from peace with God and from knowing that he's in control. When we have that kind of peace, we're much more likely to be able to relate peacefully with those around us. I close with this story. Many of us don't understand how trusting God can bring a sense of peace into our lives. Let me share this story from author Catherine Marshall. Catherine said this, "My friend Marge had an experience aboard a plane bound for Cleveland, Ohio, waiting for takeoff. As she settled in to her seat, Marge noticed a strange phenomenon. On one side of the plane, a sunset filled the entire sky with glorious color. But on the other window, on the other side next of her, to her, all Marge could see was a dark, threatening sky with no sign of the sunset. As the plane engines began to roar, a gentle voice spoke within her. 'You have noticed the windows. Your life too will continue.'" Excuse me. "As the plane engines began to roar, a gentle voice spoke to her. 'You've noticed the windows. Your life too will contain some happy, beautiful times, but also some dark shadows. You see, it doesn't matter which window you look through, this plane is still going to Cleveland. So it is in your life. You can focus on the bad things. We can focus on, I add, the coronavirus, the pandemic, or you can focus on the bright things. But I'm in charge either way, and your final destination isn't determined by what you see or feel along the way." When we can understand that the Lord is in control of our lives, then we can experience a peace that is simply not possible without him. However, when we understand this fact, it brings a peace into our hearts that affects everything else we do. To put it in a nutshell this morning, I guess in the simplest of terms, we could say that the true peace that comes in knowing God, that God is in control, and that no matter how hard I try to orchestrate my life story, my trust, my hope, my life is in his hands. How is your hope this morning? How is your peace? Father, I pray right now in your wonderful name, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, I'm asking this morning for the calm and the peace that surpasses all understanding to come on the family of God at Crosspoint, in this region, in the state, and in our nation. We speak life, we speak hope, we speak righteousness, we speak joy, unspeakable, and we release his hope. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, in just a moment, my team's gonna come up and join me, and we're gonna begin to pray. But if you're watching this live, or maybe you're watching this, it's recorded, and you're watching it later on, I want you to understand that you can have this joy. Invite Jesus Christ into your heart this morning. Take an opportunity to ponder where you are in your life. Take an opportunity, take a moment, and ponder where your life is. If you were to die today, would you know where eternity would be spent? If not, it's a simple prayer. Ask Jesus to forgive you of all of your sins. Cleanse you of all unrighteousness. Invite him into your heart. Say yes to him. Say, God, I determine now from here on out, I'm going to do my best to live for something that's beyond me. And that's to live for you, Jesus. So invite him into your heart today, because I guarantee you that's the only way you'll find hope in the midst of darkness. God bless you this morning. I want my team to go ahead and join me if they would, please. Maybe somebody can move that real quick. That'd be fantastic. We are a family that believes in declarations. We believe what the Bible teaches is prophetic words being released for the purpose of edification, exhortation, and encouragement. Mark and Sarah, you guys are welcome to come up as well. And we're going to do this for the next bit of time for the purpose of speaking life into the atmosphere, speaking life and hope into your lives. Not every single person up here is going to be praying, but there are a few that will take the mic and will briefly pray a prayer, very specific, over you, over our cities, over our state, and over our nation. So I bless you this morning. Thank you for tuning in, and we're going to take some time now to pray. Let's go first.
Shukara ba sandara dobo shukura ba 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 sandari andodo dobo shukura ba 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 sandari atoro bobo shikura mama siti orobo dusundara tatara ba shandari otoro bo shukotoro bo. Father, we lean into your goodness, for you are a good, good, good Father. Father, and we take hold of your kingdom, and we pray your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we understand your will through your scripture, through the revelation that's been revealed to us. Your will for us is goodness. Your will for us is health, is wholeness, is protection, is your favor surrounding us like a shield. And so, Father, we take hold of those things and we release them into our world right now, right into our city, over our homes, over our church family, over our friends, over our region, state, and our nation in Jesus' name. Father, we don't sit back and receive what's happening to us and around us as, oh, well, this is just what it is, but we press back against it in Jesus' name. We release your peace, we release your goodness, and we release your kingdom in Jesus' name. Father, I pray that as quickly as this virus has sprung up and has risen in our world, that it would be eradicated in Jesus' name, that there would be a sudden stop, a sudden end to what has overcome this world in Jesus' name. We hold on to you. We don't say in Jesus' name as some kind of badge that makes you do what we want you to do, but we say it from within you, abiding with you, in unity with you, in the name of Jesus. Peace be still.
Father, we just thank you for the opportunity to be the salt and light during this season and during this pandemic. Father, I thank you that we have authority, that you gave us authority over living things. And we speak to this virus and we say to stop, to die. We speak to the bodies of those infected and we say to be made whole now in Jesus' name. To those with compromised immune systems, we take the opportunity and we say to be made whole in Jesus' name. We release your healing over our communities, over our nation, and over the world. And we say to be made whole. Whole in Jesus' name. And we take advantage of this opportunity to operate in the opposite spirit. Where there is fear, we speak generosity. And where there is fear, we speak peace. And where there is division and there is judgment, we speak gratitude and we speak honoring. Father, we pray that this would be a moment of reconciliation within our country and in relationships, in a family level, and an individual level, in a national level, even our political separations, that this would be what turns the hearts of one to the other. Father, where we're speaking of social distancing, I pray that we would reach out, that there would be alternative ways to be able to connect and be able to love and to be able to serve. I thank you now that if we keep our eyes open, we see the people who are serving. We see the people who are saying, hey, I'll help watch your kids. Hey, if you need something, I'll do your grocery shopping. And I fan that in the name of Jesus. I release that type of servanthood. I release that type of generosity into our community. And I thank you. I thank you that this will bring forth stories of heroes. This will bring forth stories of people serving, individuals serving and serving well and reconciling. And this will end up, not because this is good, but because you are good. This will end up being a story of community coming together and serving each other well, and our country and our nation benefiting. We do not operate in spirit, but we do operate in collaboration and an opportunity to love and serve our community well.
Proverbs 17:22 says, a joyful or a merry heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. I just want to declare joy today. I want to declare joy over the situation. In Psalm 16, it says, I have set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand. I shall not be shaken. I'm going to repeat that. I shall not be shaken. We will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure, for you will not abandon my soul or let your Holy One see corruption. You make known to me the path of life. Your presence, in your presence, there is fullness of joy. In his presence is fullness of joy. And we are in his presence right now. I want to be full of joy. I declare a fullness of joy over you right where you are. If you're sitting in your living room, if you're watching this in your bed, all of a sudden you are just filled with the presence of joy. At his right hand are pleasures forevermore. In his name, I just declare again that joy over your life. Over all of the uncertainties around you, you feel his joy and his presence and his goodness. That you can laugh over the cost of toilet paper. That you can laugh when you see there's only pot meat left on the canned section of the grocery store. That you can laugh. Some of it's funny. God's in a good mood and he's going to take care of all of our needs. And we need to put our trust in him today. Yeah? Yes. Amen.
Amen. Father, we just pray, Father, you've given us faith, God, to move mountains. And right now, we just say, with our faith, we move the mountain of fear. We move the mountain of anxiety. We move the mountain of sickness. We move the mountain of virus, God. Father, as a church, as of this nation, of this world, God, we stand on that our faith will move every single mountain. Cada una de nuestras fees moverá montañas. Y declaramos, como dice en Mateo, capítulo 17, que una semilla de mostaza puede mover montañas. Y decimos, que nuestra fe mueve la montaña de enfermedad, mueve la montaña de cualquier miedo, mueve la montaña de ansiedad y mueve cualquier cosa que esté en esta nación y alrededor del mundo. Oramos que la paz que sobrepasa cualquier entendimiento venga y se derrame sobre nosotros. We pray the peace of God that just surpasses understanding. We just come over us, over every household, over every family. Cada familia declaramos, Señor, en toda la nación, Padre, en toda la nación declaramos que tú eres el deseo de las naciones y decimos, Padre, que en este momento en donde todo lo demás se levanta, hay un deseo que sobrepasa cualquier cosa y es el deseo por ti. Declaramos que tú eres el clamor de cada nación. We declare you are the cry of every nation. You are the desire of the nations and you're the desire for you rises above any desire for fear and anxiety, sickness. We just thank you, God, for who you are and who you are going to show off to be. Damos gracias, Señor, por quien tú te vas a declarar a ser en esta temporada y bendecimos tu nombre. Te exaltamos y decimos, Padre, que tú estás en medio de cualquier situación. Tú estás, Señor, solamente esperando, Señor, para que tu pueblo, Señor, torne sus corazones y decimos, Padre, que así va a ser, Señor. Tú estás trabajando aún en las situaciones, Señor, que no podemos ver, Padre. Te damos gracias por tu paz, te damos gracias por tu gozo y te damos gracias, Señor, por esa fe que mueve cualquier montaña que podamos nosotros pensar. En el nombre de Cristo Jesús.
I feel like there's a couple things in this moment in your home that God wants to do in your life. And one of those things is I believe that he wants to protect you in this time. And the other thing is I believe he wants to heal you in this time. And the scripture says that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind. And that sound mind literally means to be able to handle the things that are happening around us with a soundness, with a peace and a tranquility in how we deal with it. And I believe that God wants to not just protect you from sickness, but he wants to protect your mind from worry in this time. So we just release, Father, and if this is what you're feeling, you're like, yeah, I get that, like I need that, then I want you just to receive it right now as I release just that breaking of worry and concern and stepping into the covering and the protection of the Father right now in Jesus' name. The other thing that I feel is I feel that he wants to heal you, and maybe you're watching and you've been diagnosed with the virus. Maybe you have something else that has nothing to do with the virus. Last night, as I was sitting in my home, I started to have some pain. And we believe that God can give us indications of people who might need healing in a certain way by giving us a word of knowledge. And sometimes that comes through a physical pain in our own body. But it's not necessarily happening to me. It's an indication that someone else needs healing in that area. And I was sitting at home and suddenly my jaw right here began to hurt quite a bit. And I haven't had pain like that before. And it began to tighten a lot. And I had less mobility. I would imagine something along the lines of TMJ or something like that. So if that's you and you're sitting there right now and you're like, that's me, and I have that, then I want you just to go ahead and put your hand on that area or anywhere else that you're like, I have pain or I have a sickness or I have a illness. I feel right now in this moment that healing will be released if you will stand in faith and believe and partner with heaven that right now that can be changed. So I just release the healing presence of God over your life. Just go ahead and take it and pull it down from heaven in your name, Father, and for your glory. Amen.
I'm going to quote Forrest Gump. and says, I'm not a smart man, but I know what love is. And I think it's important that we remember that God is love. And in the three letters, in the two words that always give me comfort is, like, he's the great I am. And that gives me peace. Like, I don't have to worry about things that are outside of my control because I know he is in control. He is the great I am. And being a man of faith, I'm also a man that's very practical. And there's two things that I found that increase my faith and give me peace. I'm going to share those with you. Number one, there's strength in the name of Jesus Christ. So when I feel anxiety, when I feel stress, when I feel things are outside of my control, I will say, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, be gone. And I sometimes have to say that two or three times in a minute. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, fear be gone. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, anxiety be gone. And there's no shame in having to repeat that. And if you do that, just declare that. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, be gone. And the other thing that I found is sometimes when I try to pray, my mind is all over the place. So I pray in the spirit. I pray in tongues. And I pray because God knows when I'm praying through my voice, through when my spirit communes with his spirit. So I just invite you right now, if you've never accepted the Holy Spirit, if you never had been filled with the Holy Spirit, I just pray that maybe you read Acts, read the book of Acts, and just read and concentrate on that and pray on that. Because sometimes when we try to pray, we get distracted. But praying in the Spirit, it you commune with God, your spirit with God's spirit. So not only am I going to pray for the businesses around you, the small businesses, the businesses that are feeling the pressure of this, I'm also going to pray for the military and the police and the fire and the people that are serving our country that can't be home to comfort their own families. That's a big burden. I'm praying for single moms right now that are trying to figure out, hey, how am I going to do all this? There's single dads and single households. And I'm just praying for everyone that would just call upon the name of the Lord and just be at peace with who he is, because he is the great I am. So Father God, I want to pray in tongues because I just don't know how, but I want you to just know, Lord God, that we submit to you. And I pray for a peace that beyond comprehension for business owners, for military, for parents of single parents, of school teachers, of firefighters, of anyone that can't be at home right now to protect their family, to look over their family, to be that solid person for their family's concerns. I pray right now, Holy Spirit, that you would just dwell in their midst right now, that your peace would go beyond comprehension, Father, that you would make yourself known to ways that they need the most right now. And the most awesome thing about you, Lord, is that we are each individual children of you. Like, we right now, we can each individually sit on your lap and be comforted by you, Lord God. And you know how each of us needs to be comforted individually. So I pray that unique love that you have for each of us is felt right now, Father God. And just a blessing beyond comprehension to those businesses that are honoring you, Lord God, that are having their doors open, that are not doing anything shady, that they're just doing what's right and by staying open and by helping people out, Lord God. I pray that you supernaturally bless them, that you have them be prospered, Lord God, that you open their doors, the floodgates. And what's awesome about you, Lord, is that you bless us in ways we don't even comprehend. So I pray that their trucks run supernaturally beyond comprehension, Lord, that they just go hundreds of thousands of miles, that the food on their table is stretched out, Lord God, that their money goes beyond, Lord, it just stretches beyond, that their doors are open, that you give them supernatural energy, Lord, that you protect them from any type of sickness, any type of fear and fret, Lord God. I just pray right now, Holy Spirit, that your peace would just roll out through all this country, Lord, and you would just be with people, Father. We thank you in advance, Lord. We thank you right now for everything that you do in our lives, Lord. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Right now, I'm just going to take an opportunity to pray for our president and government as a whole across our nation and even the governments across the world as we navigate through this time. So, Father, we just ask for your wisdom. Above all, we ask for your wisdom right now in this time. We ask that you would come and that you would release the wisdom that's from heaven, the God thoughts. We thank you for earthly wisdom, and we thank you for for human knowledge and things that we've learned on this earth over the generations that have taken place. But we don't want to settle only for that. So we ask for heavenly wisdom to be deposited on our president, to be deposited on the presidents and the prime ministers of the world at this time. We pray for a unity among nations, which would be unprecedented before ever will be. I pray in this moment there would be a shifting. And we know that that is a large thing to ask for, Father, but we also know that you are capable to accomplish so much more than we could ever dream or imagine. So in this moment, we ask for wisdom. We ask for favor, God, and we ask that your will would be done and your kingdom come in your name. Amen.
Well, thank you for tuning in this morning. We're going to bring closure to our service. And let me just give you a couple of directives before we say goodbye. Number one, if you're part of the Crosspoint family or if you belong to Crosspoint, you're not watching this morning, let's get this word out that we're going to continue to communicate via Facebook and through our different social media platforms. So do your very best to stay connected in that context. Secondly, be looking around for opportunities to love people and to care one for another, because this is a great opportunity for us to be the church, to be the ecclesia that isn't able to gather on a Sunday, but actually has caused it to scatter out outside the walls and to be Jesus to a world that needs to know his love. We bless you, we love you, excuse me, and we're so honored that you took time today to be here and watch via online. We look forward to whatever it is that God has for us in the days and months to come. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you.